This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of
blue. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock today. Answer all your gardening questions. Nice little week we had here. Some crazy temperatures here in New England. We had some, I want to say Monday, it was in the 80s, and then a couple days ago, it was like 50 degrees. Typical weather that we've been having. It's a little crazy. But you go from shorts to jeans and a sweatshirt. So, you know, what else is new when it comes to New England? But weather's been starting to cooperate a little bit with us. Maybe a little bit of rain later today. With some thunderstorms, who knows, it's they're not saying when or if it'll actually happen, but a little bit of rain. Hopefully it's later in the day when we're all done being outside. That's the perfect time for it to rain, when you've already done the work outside, been outside enjoying the day, and it will rain overnight, and then that way you can enjoy the next day, etc. So it's been just nice weather. You're seeing a lot of great things out there. A lot of plants are thriving this year. You know, there are some that had that winter damage, but the ones that have done well for you are starting to thrive and get bigger. We've had a lot of water, a lot of rain that has helped keep them growing, but they are flourishing. So it is nice to see some of those come out there. I have a few plants in my front yard in like a little bit of a shady / sunny area. Mostly shade in the morning, sun in the afternoon, and I put them in last year. They were pretty small, but this year they have just doubled, tripled in size already. It's amazing to see what some of it will do. A lot of them are perennials, so you know they died back. They didn't have those exposed parts of the plants for the winter. So they're coming back, so it's pretty nice to see they're getting real big. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see some plants come back to you each year and look a little bit better year after year. So that's one of the great things about planting. You put something in and just watching it grow, getting bigger each year, and seeing how it's going to develop. I put in a small astilbe that was in an area where it gets shade most of the morning and then the sun from maybe like 11 to about 4 or 5. And I'll tell you, this year it's already 3 feet tall. I mean, I can't believe it. Stretched a little bit, but it's gorgeous looking. So this weather has been... You know, the rain that we had this spring has gotten everything off to a good start in a way. You know, it's not fun that the amount of rain that we had, that's not something we get excited that, we had 23 days of April that rained, but it did give some good start to the season for a lot of different shrubs, perennials, etc. So, it's nice to see some of those things come to fruition and that we can see some good-looking stuff here. So, but we can talk about a lot of different things today. Whatever you guys would be interested in, we talk often about different soil samples. We can talk about those. I know that I do have a gentleman who's emailed me a couple times, and I got some more information into it about grapes. Grapes have never been my specialty, but I've done some research in the past couple days, past week or so here, to get some good information on that. So, it was something I've tried to challenge myself with a bit. Actually, talk to a few people, ask some questions on what to do with the grapes. So we can go over that a little bit later. We've got Victoria from Natural Alternatives coming on with us at 7:30 to discuss a few things. So that's pretty cool to discuss that today. And just all of your questions. Just remember, any question you have, I'll do everything I can to help you out, do what I can to make it work for you. But we're going to be here to do all those things for you. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I've had a few requests this week in regards to the newsletter. Don't worry, in the next week or two, we will get that to you. Pass those along to my mom, who takes care of all that. But if you want, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. And at the bottom, there is a way to sign up. Or you can email us, and we can take a look at getting you set up as quickly as possible. Just takes a little bit of time for us to do everything. You can sign up for some great information. There's even a lot of the old newsletters, going back until, I think it's 2010. So we're looking at 9 years, or more here. So that's, pretty good stuff to be taking a look at. So feel free to go on there, go on the website, go around again. That's paulparent.com. And that will have all of our newsletters from now, old ones, etc. Take a look and see if there's anything that interests you. Some great information, as always, on there that my father had written previously. And to really timely information. It's a lot of great information at this time of year that you can be using all the way back, like I said, to like 2010. So pretty good stuff there. Again, it's paulparent.com. There is a spot where it says more. You can click on newsletter archives for some good information. Take a look and see if there's anything there we can help you out with. So we can get in a little bit with the grapevine that I was discussing. Got a soil sample from Tim, just showing me the pH and all those types of things. And I'm looking at it, and he had said that there used to be a lawn around it, so some of these numbers make sense. But his soil pH is a 6.4. Which normally you'd look at and say, oh, for a lawn, that's pretty good. We want it in that area. But for grapevines, we're looking at trying to get it a little bit lower. Their optimum for a grapevine is between 5.5 and 6.5. So we're right in there, but we're right at the top level. So we'd be looking to maybe keep that down just a little bit more. Try to get it a little bit under 6. You want to have it a little bit more acidic. At this point in time, it's very neutral. You're not too acidic, you're not too alkaline. So you want to be a little bit more acidic. One of the products here you can be using is Soil Acidifier. from Espoma. It's a great little product, depending upon how big the vine is. And I know this vine was one that has been there for a good amount of time. When they bought the house, he was there. So I know he has been, you know, trying to figure out some things on it. Hasn't been fruiting. That's the issue here. And when it does, it just has a little bit, little berries, little clumps of them, and then later on they kind of just fall off. So I think we start with a little bit of the soil acidifier, bring that soil pH down a little bit. The leaves start to yellow a little bit, is what he's telling me. So that kind of looks at like a nitrogen deficiency. His nitrogen is a little bit low, but it's not, you know, too low. So it's something you could use, an iron product. There's granular forms. You can use iron tone from Espoma, or you can use a liquid form of iron. Bonite has a product of liquid iron that can actually help green up the leaves. So at the same time, we're giving it something to green it up, but then we're going to acidify the soil to make it a little bit more acidic. So I think that's going to be one of the biggest things to do. From there, you could also use, because the soil acidifier is just going to kind of like a sulfur base. You can use a halitone as well as a fertilizer. So we can go a little bit more into this a little bit. But you can give us a call at any time. We're going to go to a break here. So when we get back, we'll discuss more with you.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer your garden questions, so give us a call. Now, I was going through one of the latest newsletters that my father had written, and we had put out. It was a really good article that he had written about find the right grass seed for your lawn. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with a lot of the statements that he wrote on here. You know, it's some really good information asking, you know, what part of the lawn is this? Where, you know, is it sunny? Is it shady? Is it half-day sun? Is it half-day shade? You know, has anything ever been able to grow there? Has this been able to happen, etc.? You know, it's a lot of questions that you want to answer before you choose the right grass seed. And, it's looking at it and saying, okay, do I have an irrigation system? Or do I, you know, water with the hose? Do I have a right sprinkler? You know, does each year, is there like a water ban? Something not really to think about right now because of all the rain that we've had in this spring. But at the same time, do you normally have a water ban? Am I going to get something that's a little bit more drought resistant? You know, those are the types of things that you kind of look at. But it asks a lot of those questions. And then it starts to give you some information about the different types of grass seed. You know, the majority of the grass seed in New England that you would find in bags of grass seed are going to be three or four different styles, maybe five styles. Kentucky bluegrass is one of them. Fine fescue is another. Tall fescue. Then there's also perennial ryegrass and annual ryegrass. So, five different styles of grass. Now, let's go a little bit into the Kentucky bluegrass. That's your dark green, medium textured blade. So it's a little bit thicker than a lot of the seeds. It's going to be, the grass seed itself is going to be a little bit bigger the actual seed is going to be a little bit bigger than, you know, your fescues, etc. Usually going to take about 14 to 21 days before it'll germinate. So a little bit, you know, take a little bit longer than some others. Our fine fescue grass, that's one of my favorite grasses because it will, the fescues will go in sun or shade. They include a couple varieties of fescue that I really like, which is a chewing fescue. You'll see it a lot of times in the back of a package called creeping red fescue or chewing red fescue. I like that because that actually kind of, as the name says, creeps into the other areas, kind of fills out a little bit more. That's one that likes a little bit of shade, does really well in shade. So it's really a good one, but that fescue is a, medium green color and, it's a thin, narrow blade of grass. So, you know, you'll be able to tell the difference between a fescue and a bluegrass. Now the tall fescue is medium to dark green and, that one, grows in clumps, doesn't make a very, very thick lawn. By itself. That's why a lot of times you'll see tall fescues and fine fescues mixed together. And then your perennial and annual ryegrass. Those are your faster growing grasses. Going back real quick to the fescues, those can take about 10 to 18 days before they're going to germinate for you. So it's in the moderate stages of quickness on when they will germinate. When you go into the rye grasses, those are the ones that really will push quickly. Those are 7 to 10 days they'll start to see germination. A lot of times, you know, if you're at the garden centers, we get a lot of people, if they're moving, they're trying to sell a house and they have an area, they're just really looking to green it up. We go with the ryegrass because it'll quickly fill in, get that lawn looking green, for you. So it's a nice little one. But they do a combination of perennial rye and annual rye grasses. So take a look at the different bags, that you would find at a garden center. Obviously, you're looking for more perennial than annual. Just remember, the annual doesn't come back each year, whereas the perennial does. So, just a couple tips on different grass seeds. We can go over a little bit more because we're going to go to the break right now, and there's a lot you can talk about in grass seed. So, after the break, we'll answer a few more of your questions, and you can give us a call, and we'll help you out. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal investigators have identified two 45 caliber guns used in the shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building that left 12 people dead. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
I am a doctor. I served in Desert Storm. I have been in situations such as this, and it was important to me to go to our hospitals and thank the doctors, the nurses, and the staff And I can let you know I also had the opportunity to speak with some of the families. They send their thanks for the heroic deeds that were performed yesterday, and I want to assure you that they are all being well cared for.
ATF Special Agent Ashawn Benedict.
At this time, we're also working with our law enforcement partners to look at the ballistics from the weapons discharge and also our ballistic network of NIBIN to see if they correspond with any other shootings.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out today. Now, before the break, we're talking a little bit about grass seeds and different styles. And one of the things I didn't get to touch base on was taking a look at the back of a package of grass seed. I like to look and see what percentages are on there and what's there. And that's one of the reasons why I mentioned the annual rye grass as well as the perennial rye. A lot of seeds nowadays don't have much annual rye grass unless you're looking at a what they call a tri-rye blend. It's usually two varieties of perennial ryegrass and then an annual ryegrass. So, as I said, that's one that's a quick grow for you. So it'll pop up in the lawn a little bit quicker if you're looking to just cover up some patches. But that's the one that doesn't, you know, has a lot more of that annual grass. So it doesn't have as much of a percentage coming back to you for next year. So that's why we recommend taking a look at the back of the package. I like to look at them and just see what's in each one so I can know, all right, is this going to do a little bit better for sun? Is this going to do a little bit better for shade? So going into that a little bit, the Kentucky bluegrass is one of those, or any of the bluegrasses. It doesn't have to just be a Kentucky bluegrass. That's what everybody knows is that Kentucky bluegrass, but there's different types of bluegrass. I'd say the majority of bluegrass seed is sun-loving. The majority. I say that because there are some newer versions of bluegrass that'll take some shade. But the majority of bluegrasses love the sun. So having a bluegrass mix in your lawn if it's full sun, is definitely the way to go. The fescues and the ryes will do pretty good in your shade, especially the fescues. If you look at it and you find that, like I said, that creeping red fescue or the chewing fescues, those do love the shade and will get bigger there. A lot of times in a shade mix, you'll see fescues and ryegrasses together. A mix of those two is really great for the shade. You know, if you're looking for a sun shade mix, a combination of all three, your bluegrass, your fescue, and rye, a lot of the lawns in New England have a combination of all three as it is. So a lot of those blends that you'll find at a store will have the same type that we have here in our lawns. You know, some of our lawns are consistent of, you know, just bluegrass, especially if you put sod down. A lot of times putting sod down was bluegrass. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that you look at. So there's some different things you can really look into and, you know, just think about the different varieties and take a look at the package. That's one of the biggest things we can get from here. So we do have a call on the line. We're going to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in Dover.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a couple different questions.
Okay.
The first one is on rows of Sharon bushes.
Okay.
I have one that's 20 years old and one that's about 15 years old.
Okay.
And I religiously follow the instructions of not trimming them back until the little green buds started coming out every year. But this year I was going to be out of state for some graduations, and so I cut them a little early by about 3 weeks.
Yep.
And neither one of them are doing anything yet, except on the bigger one, which is 20 years old, there's one or two branches that come right out close to the bottom. They're breaking out in blooms. Is it just because of the weather, or did I violate something of cutting things too quickly?
I think it's a little bit of the weather. So at the nursery I work at, we brought in a bunch of 3 to 4 foot Rose of Sharon, so younger plants.
Yeah.
And they've barely started to push leaves.
Oh, that's nice to
hear. Barely.
So it's just not me violating some rule of thumb.
Yeah, right. So the thing with Rose of Sharon, it's one of those plants where you look at and you're like, oh, it's dead. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to cut it. You know, I've looked at it for weeks and it just looks dead. And then you walk out there and all of a sudden, boom, it's full of leaves. And you're like, oh, okay.
That's reassuring.
That's kind of what happens with Rose of Sharon. They're late. They're one of the last to set leaves and buds out. So I don't think it's a problem there. What you could do, if you're concerned about it, is walk out to the plant, scratch the bark on parts of it, and see if it's a little bit of green underneath it.
Okay.
I can almost guarantee you that it's going to be green underneath it.
Yep.
And you'll start to feel a little bit better, knowing that it's alive and it's just late.
Well, the other thing I was concerned about, I read the local Dover paper, and I've been tracking the precipitation for the season.
Yep.
And precipitation, you know, snow equivalent, everything since the start of the year. I also get the Manchester paper. Manchester is above average.
Yep.
We're 7 inches below the average.
That's interesting.
I don't know if I should be watering more or what. I mean, we've had a lot of rain, but it seems to be a trace to maybe a quarter of an inch, and I don't know if water's getting down enough to the roots of some of these things, and that will lead into my next question, but it's in general, or should I just stop worrying and just let Mother Nature take its course?
Well, so, you know, reading that information, that's interesting, because I felt like a lot of the area was above normal or back to, you know, getting at least out of a drought conditions in the past. I mean, it feels like we've had to have built an ark lately, just with the amount of rain we've had. But I'd say get out there with a hose, and instead of, like, sitting there and, you know, full blast letting it water, throw the hose on a trickle and leave it on the two of them, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and give it a real good deep soaking.
Okay.
You know, so that the water, I only want it to be on a trickle, so it's barely coming out. You know, not that heavy.
Exactly, yep.
Because that trickle is going to allow it to slowly absorb into the plant. The deep waterings into the root system is so much better for a plant than that quick watering. That deep watering allows those roots to really sink in and get the water as they need. So I would definitely look at doing that for those plants, just to push it along a little bit. But start with scratching the bark, and if you're seeing some green there, you should be all right.
I know your father always used to say that. But I'm old enough where I forget all these things. So
I completely understand. There's
my second question.
Yep.
Is blueberry bushes.
Okay.
When we moved here, which was just about 20 years ago, we had 10 plants that the previous owner had planted, as he said, some time ago. They were spindly and everything, but talking with the extension service, I did a little trimming. I always got the acid level up to the right area, and it looked like, for a lack of better words, a mixture of three types of blueberries in the 10 plants. Some were early, some were a little later, and some were later varieties of you know, being ready. But anyways, last year was a booming year for blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
This year, only 5 of the plants survived. I mean, and I first started, you know, when they say cut the dead stuff, I said, well, maybe I'll wait.
Yeah.
They say late, but I know about what year they start coming out and when the white pre-blueberry blossoms are out and everything. And I've got of the 5 trees that survived, I've got 4 that had plenty of the white blossoms, and one that had probably 30%. The other ones had nothing. So last week I started cutting one to see what would happen, and I started at the top. And they were bone dry, way down till about the 3-foot level. And I started to get some things. I stopped there just to see what happened. And I've got maybe, on each stalk, 7 or 8, little flower starts coming out, leaf starts. So I don't know if that was a dryness consideration or was it just old age. I'm not the greatest person to trim blueberry bushes, but I've always been successful. So
I think it could be a little bit of the dry weather.
Yeah.
Being a little bit dry. I think so. As much as we've talked about having a lot of rain, what I think one of the things that has happened is we had so much rain for so many days that our plants were getting used to the amount of rain that was there.
Okay.
And they're absorbing it a little bit quicker. So we almost have to make up for some of those, too much rain and continue to water. That being said, the winter was a rough one when it came to picking and choosing what it actually killed over the winter.
Yeah.
We had some brand new plants that died, and then we had some well-established plants that died. It wasn't all of the same types of plants or the same types of areas where it was, a lot of wind or a lot of cold, etc.
Right.
It's different. My parents' house, I had gone up there a couple weeks ago, and there was a well-established rhododendron that had been there for probably 30 years that had just died over the winter.
Yeah.
Directly next to it, a rhododendron the same age, the same style, same everything, was in perfect health.
Yeah.
So it was one of those winters where the weather, it was just so random. It was killing plants that are usually well-established and you don't have to do anything to.
Exactly.
And both those rhododendrons were in an area well-protected. So it wasn't wind. It wasn't, too little snow, too much snow. It was just how Mother Nature kind of made it happen. So I think that's kind of what happened to the blueberries you have.
Yeah.
And I think it's a combination of maybe just getting back out there and watering again, maybe throw some what they call it's a new product from Espoma called Baritone.
Baritone, okay.
Baritone.
I use the plant tone and the other one for the evergreen trees and the
The holly tone.
So they've called Baritone.
Yeah, so they formulated a new product specifically for blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. It's got a little bit of acidic to help make the soil acidic, but it's formulated for berries. So it's newer in the past year or so called Baritone. It's in a pinkish purple bag. The color on it is like a pinkish purple. It's a really good one to do. I was looking into it the other day just because, like I said, it was one of the newer ones, and I didn't know as much. You always hear about plant tone, tree tone, holly tone.
Right.
But this one is formulated for blueberries, et cetera, because you want that. You want the acidic soil,
right.
So it's going to give you that, but it's also going to give you the right fertilizers for them. So maybe take a look at that for your blueberries.
Very
do
good.
The deep watering as well on those just to kind of get them back. As you said, you dug in there, you saw it was a little bit dry. So, try that out. And
very
I think, it could be successful for you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the good information.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to be back after a break. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Go to break. We'll be right back with more of your gardening questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in New Hampshire.
Bob in New Hampshire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. I have some good news. I called you about a month ago.
Okay.
Relative to my giant rhododendrons, and forgive me, I have a touch of laryngitis.
That's okay.
They were giant rhododendrons, and they're over 20 years old, and 50% of them had looked like they died off. And I called you, and you told me. So I did the scratch test. All of the leaves on that 50% all died and fell off. But the good news is, every one of those stems and branches has double the growth on it.
Awesome.
And they're coming back. I didn't cut them. You said, wait and see what happens. And that's what I did. And they're just doing great. I fertilized them, and they're doing great. So I just wanted to share that with you.
That's great news.
And, I noticed, driving around town, and I heard you mention earlier, a lot of these evergreens and things, some died, some didn't. So it seemed to be a heck of a winter for some of these plants and shrubs. So I thank you for that, because I was almost going to cut them back, and thankfully I did not. But the reason I'm calling you today is I have grass that every year it turns completely brown, looks completely dead, and then come the spring, it's all like hay, but it slowly comes back and turns green, and it's very full grass, very thick.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of grass it is.
So there's a couple types of grasses. One of them I can remember the name off the top of my head, which is like a zoysia grass that for 4 months of the year when it's warm is completely green and then dies off and, you know, maybe like September-ish and is brown the rest of the year. The other one, I gotta remember what the style grass is, but it does the same thing. Usually it's kind of the same. About the middle of August, it'll die back, and then you'll see brown the rest of the year. It's a certain style of grass that loves the cool weather, the cooler weather versus all the heat, and the heat will start to push it off. So is the whole lawn that?
The lawn, when I bought the property, that whole lawn was. But then I cut some trees down and extended the lawn and put in a different grass, which stays green all year long.
Yep.
But I like how full and thick that brown grass is. And
yep.
I just don't know what it is to be able to get more of it.
So, again, I think it's partial of the zoysia grass. There's one other style of grass. I know exactly what it is because I've had this question a few times. I just can't think of the name off the top of my head that does the same thing. I got a long break coming up. I can do a little bit of the research just to kind of look at the different grasses and say, oh, yep, that's exactly the one.
Cool.
I know what you're talking about, but zoysia grass is one of them, and I'll have to think of the other one. To see what I can get you. But I know exactly what it does. It keeps green. It looks real thick during the season. And then the rest of the season, it's brown. It's really full, et cetera. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay. Well, I'll keep listening if you should remember.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do a little bit of research during the break so I can get that answer for you because I know exactly what it is. I can picture it. I can see it. I just can't say the name right now. So let me think about that during the break, Bob, and listen on the other side of the hour, and I'll have some information for you.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge. You've helped me a great deal already.
Great. I'm glad those roadies came back for you. It's all about that scratch test and seeing if there's some green there. If there's some green there, there is some hope. That's definitely a good thing. So I'm glad it's working out for you.
Even those stems that lost all the leaves, they still have buds, and they're blooming, the buds. But
perfect.
The leaves are all gone. So,
that's great.
Thank you very much.
And all right. All right. Excellent. Bye. We'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to our long break here in between hours. We'll be back about 6 or 7 past the hour of 7. And during that break, I'll try to get that answer for Bob here. It's on the tip of my tongue. I wish I could remember exactly what it is. But hopefully I'll have that answer on the other side. But stay tuned. We'll answer more of your gardening questions. Coming up 7:30, Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Some good information, so stay tuned for that. And we'll be back on the other side of the hour. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.